Anybody else?
Yeah, I can.
Alright. Any more January? Alright, February.
Damaris Isabella.
Damaris. Anybody else? Alright, March. No March birthdays in the whole group, okay? April.
Latanya.
I'm here. Tawanda's here. I'm April.
Megan Brayton.
Jennifer Kohler.
Alright, April is winning so far. May.
Joni Morgan.
Joni, alright. June.
Hey, July. Juliana Carvelis.
August. September. All right, October. Ruth Crowder.
Oh, Renee Sartor.
Okay.
Isabel Martinez.
Thank you. That was October, right? So now we're on to November, Faith.
Sandra Blood.
Thank you. And December.
Liz Boone.
Saima Shah.
Michael Lee. Right.
I think at the last we had the most birthdays for December. Okay. All right. So we can get started. Thanks. So I didn't know, Ruth or Tony, if you wanted to call them through the next pieces and do the approval of minutes or.
I can't. Let me pull up the agenda really quick here. All right, so we did our roll call. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from our January 27th, 2021 meeting?
I move that we approve the minutes from the January 27th meeting. I did read them.
I'll second the motion.
All right. And the next item we have on our agenda is to review and finalization of the equity statements. Faith, do you want to?
Yep, I will go over and I will go ahead and present. People may want to turn their mics up. We're getting quite a bit of feedback. All right, and these were presented as well. Let me make them a little bit bigger here so people can read them a little more. All right, so what we want to do tonight is to finalize these if we can. And they have not changed since the night that we worked on them last. And I think I then emailed them to you the next day. That these are the statements that reflect the vision for diversity, equity, and inclusion that SD 308 will aspire to. These statements and action steps will be used to guide and monitor the work of SD 308 at the classroom, school, and district levels. And then as you recall, we had them broken into kind of an overall statement and then a first action step. What we had written here in curriculum, racism, and then going through those pieces. I think it might make sense just for us to go by each of the steps, looking over curriculum first, looking at the overall statement and the action step, seeing whether we're okay with that, and then going down the other pieces. Latanya, I'm wondering, since I'm presenting, it's not easy for me to watch the chat. And how people are, if they're responding to that. Maybe we post if there are concerns or changes that are needed with the curriculum statement or action steps. If you could turn off your mic or put in the chat, and then if we're pretty good with these, then we'll move on to the next one.
Could we make a small change to curriculum?
Okay.
Just for the flow of language, we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive to the needs of all students.
Yep, my computer is a little slow, but yes, we can make that change. So just replacing relevant and effective, thank you, it's not moving. Terrible time for my computer to freeze up on me.
It's because you're presenting, Faith. Right. That's how that works. It's the law of
changing
problems.
Turning your camera on.
Right. I'm like, I don't have this problem other times when I do. But I have a hard copy here, too, and I can make that note until it unfreezes.
Yeah, so just to clarify, you're going to be adding deliver relevant and effective curriculum, is that correct?
Relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive to the needs of all students, period. Right.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Do it.
You have responsive to the needs of all students. Sometimes that all students can be a little bit shaky. And I'm wondering, do you need to expand that just to say culturally and ethnically, ethical, somehow change that from all to be very purposeful in your structure there? Because when I hear all students, sometimes when you hear all students, sometimes I don't think some students feel like that's still inclusive when you read that. So I don't know if we need to be purposeful of what we're saying all students.
Maybe add, instead of removing all students, add the words including XYZ groups.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're getting at? Like,
that's what I'm getting at. We need to be very clear in what that means.
We had talked the last time that we didn't want to get into listing all, trying to list every single group of students, because we worried that, you know, a year from now there may be a new group or a new identification. Is there a way that we can get to what you're saying without listing all different?
But you don't have to list all. You can say culturally or ethnic, ethnically.
How about this, guys? We will deliver relevant curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students and is relevant and effective.
I like that.
I think I'll just put the relative and effective at the first, take it off at the end, but I'm adding inclusive.
And responsive.
Yep.
Okay.
I can do that. That would be great.
I'd like to add, though, back to his point, I think we had a small discussion, not listing them all, but there was a word, a term we were using, BIPOC, BIPOC, that is that literal piece that he was alluding to there. Because historically we've always said all, and so what we're trying to do is interrupt the narrative.
Yes.
I think that's what he was.
That's okay. What I'm getting at. Yeah.
Sorry. So here's a question that I have. I understand what you're. Exactly what you're saying there. Do we want to maybe then, instead of adding it up to the statement specifically, add it to the action step section? Like recognizing that as an action step, you know, because those are steps that are going to be changing throughout time. This overall statement itself isn't necessarily going to need to change, but the action steps may need to change. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just somehow the action step, be mindful of that, right? To make sure you capture that, to be mindful.
In the chat, sorry to interrupt, I think it's really important. Megan, Sandra, and I
have all pointed out that BIPOC does not cover the LGBTQ community or students with disabilities. So that while I totally get that all is not specific, I think we had talked about using the phrase either historically marginalized communities or traditionally marginalized communities, that might get to the heart of it and be a little bit more all-encompassing.
Okay. I agree. I know that there was more to all than right. Just all. Thank you.
Right. That sounds good. Thanks, Michael.
So are we using the term, so we'll deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to
the needs of all students from, but do we like the word traditionally or historically?
What's your following word going to be?
Marginalized. Or identities.
So that is from, or which includes.
I personally like historically because I feel like traditional makes it seem like it's something that can't be necessarily.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think traditional, the word traditional often has like a positive connotation to it, and historical definitely does not always have a positive connotation. So I agree with using historically.
All right.
If leave both words off, just leave historical and traditional off, just say marginalized.
I think that suggestion is strong just because it means that even if it didn't happen in the past, it shouldn't happen now.
Right. It creates for anything that's new, anything that comes on the horizon, right?
I do think that the word historically often appears in language like this because there is a sign that this has been a problem.
It has been recorded. It assumes exactly. That it has been in the record, whereas traditionally it's very informal.
What I was advocating is just to remove both words. Just say marginalized.
So I'm not sure where we, you know, want to go with our statement here. And the computer keeps reading. I don't know if Latanya or anybody else can work on the document at the same time because it's not allowing me to
marginalize communities. And including, let's say, to the needs of all students, the most relevant and includes all marginalized communities. You can insert it after inclusive to the needs of all students and is relevant. And you're taking it away.
Well, because we've got relevant and effective at the beginning of it now, right?
Yeah.
So we're trying to get the needs of all students, including, I think is where we got now, where whether it's marginalized groups, traditionally marginalized, historically.
All students. You could say which includes you could add it at the end, marginalized communities or marginalized, I just hate using an ED word. Communities that have, which includes marginalized communities, or let's see, we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and
instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all, to the needs
of each student? Does that help at all?
I hope it's something good in the chat.
Okay.
There's something good by Megan, to the needs of all marginalized students. That last line.
Which includes...
Inclusive to the needs of all marginalized students.
I just typed in
marginalized spaces. I hate to put marginalized next to students. I think if you put students that are in marginalized spaces, you can get
students
away with it.
Students from marginalized communities?
Mm-hmm.
Spaces or communities, but don't put marginalized students. Do marginalized communities or marginalized spaces or marginalized something else, but not students.
So students from marginalized...
No, students in marginalized communities, or students of, or in, of or in, doesn't matter.
But this statement is including all students and...
Which includes. Yeah.
But just changing the word all to every or... Like, we want to specifically draw attention to the marginalized community as well? Is that what we're trying to...
Yeah, I think you said...
Yeah, we're trying to include the word so that it's targeting... It's targeting a specific community so that they feel like they've been heard, like they matter. So we're trying to make sure that all students feel as if they matter, and it's not just a blanket statement.
And you say all students, which include.
Mm-hmm. Which include.
Right, and just leave it at that.
Which includes marginalized.
And Faith, I have the document pulled up. Do you want me to try typing?
Maybe, because
it should show any changes that I'm making,
I'm actually sharing
my screen.
Ruth, I'm actually typing now.
Are
I'm
you?
In here.
Oh, okay, great. I'll let you do it then.
So here's what we have. So we deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students from what? Marginalized students?
Which include?
All students, which include.
Okay, which includes marginalized communities?
Yes.
Okay, so we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students, which include marginalized communities.
Yes.
Well, we have inclusive and includes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have to remove include.
One of those.
Let's see. Read that again.
Okay, we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students, which include marginalized communities.
Yeah, Michael has a good tag, the needs of all students from historically marginalized communities, to get rid of the thing. So if you just rephrase.
So we would say students from, instead of which students?
The needs of all students from marginalized communities or...
From historically marginalized.
Yeah, or just marginalized communities. Either way, it just gets rid of includes.
All right, let me read it again. We will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students from marginalized communities.
I don't know if that...
That last, I don't think that captures it. The all students is speaking specifically to marginalized when you frame it that way. It's not...
Right, now we're excluding the other...
It's not just marginalized. We have to say something like... you have to add it in.
So I thought we were saying, to the needs of all students, comma, including...
We had inclusive and including, and they didn't want to include the same words in the statement, so
Right. So let me give you another word.
Yeah, where are my English teachers at?
We need a thesaurus
here. Just say, can you say which encompasses?
I'm doing a synonym check right now.
You can say which encompasses.
Encompasses.
Which encompasses.
The needs of all students encompassing those
marginalized communities.
Yep, I like it.
Okay, let me read it again. We will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students encompassing marginalized communities.
I'm not sure that is saying what we want to say.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it still looks like it's stigmating out.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Well, encompassing says that, but when you say which encompasses,
which encompasses,
right?
Which encompasses instead of encompassing, which encompasses, all right, we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive and inclusive to the needs of all students, which encompasses marginalized communities.
He's still pointing back to that.
Also, which also encompasses?
What if we went back to the original, so it was something like, we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum instruction that is responsive to the needs of all students, including marginalized communities. So the whole issue was not having two versions of include. Let's take out the first one, the second one.
Yeah, take out
we're
and
still
inclusive.
Being, we're okay. Still being inclusive in that way, but we're being more specific on how we are being inclusive.
Okay, so stop me when I need to change. We will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive.
Stop.
To the needs.
And then take out and inclusive.
Yep.
So responsive to the needs of all students, including marginalized communities.
Partially.
Okay. So we're good with that one?
Yes.
Okay, we will deliver relevant and effective curriculum and instruction that is responsive to the needs of all students, which encompasses marginalized communities.
No.
Which includes. We're going back to
which includes marginalized communities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much for typing. All right, should we scroll down to the statement on racism?
Yes.
Okay.
Faith, do you want to read it, and I'll just type in any changes if there needs to be any?
Sure. So currently we acknowledge the existence of racism in our schools and community. We will not remain silent and will actively speak out and address injustices, dismantle structures that lead to inequities, and work to educate and change behaviors to ensure an inclusive and equitable school community.
Can you make it a little bigger?
Yes, I can.
What's that in the middle of it? Maybe that's my computer. A bell and something other. Okay. It moved up.
Okay.
We acknowledge the existence of racism in our schools and community. We will not maintain silent and will actively speak out and address injustice and dismantle structures.
We spent quite a bit of time on this in the last meeting.
Yes.
We were pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. Do I dare scroll down to the next one? All right. So then we have where we divided and made a separate, where we wanted to be really specific about racism, but we also wanted to talk, and we're back to whether it should be traditionally marginalized identities or
historically. The statement that's there is, we acknowledge the existence of biases and inequities of marginalized identities in our schools and community. We will not remain silent. We'll actively speak out and address injustices, dismantle structures that lead to inequities, and work to educate and change behaviors to ensure an inclusive and equitable school community for people of all identities.
Do we just want to take out the first word and just have it say marginalized identities?
Marginalized identities.
All right, that's done.
Thanks, Latanya. So those two statements are very similar at the end. They just have a different group that we are really wanting to address.
Right.
So we probably are okay with that too, then?
Yeah.
All right, let's go down to recruitment and retention of staff with diverse background and experiences. I see I got an extra space in front of staff, Latanya, too. All right, so the statement is, we will prioritize the recruitment, retention, and evolution of administrators and staff from diverse backgrounds and experiences. And we need a period after experiences. How could I have missed that? Okay.
I make a few comments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The word evolution kind of messed with me a little bit there, so I was trying to find a different word. Okay. That's one thing. And then the other is, I think we need to say that halfway you phrase the first part of that, of administrators and staff from culturally and ethnically diverse backgrounds.
Do we want to change the word evolution to development?
Well, I think the word evolution meant that they were able to evolve in their career. If you just say development, does that mean that you can, you know, elevate yourself from one level to the next, or elevate maybe is the word, or I don't know, but that's why I think we were going with evolution. You know, you want to evolve as an individual within the environment or the organization.
How about success instead of evolution?
We'll prioritize the recruitment, retention, and success of administrators and staff from culturally and ethnically diverse backgrounds and experiences.
Yeah, success is better.
Success. Yeah.
And how about adding something about providing resources and pathways for their support, because that seems to be an issue.
My issue with success is that it's not like it has to be an end point, but it's an end point. And I like kind of what Michael said with something about growth or whatever, as in, I mean, we're always saying that we're constantly learning. And I would say that, you know, as teachers and administrators, we would want to like address that also and like model that. So like, I don't know if I like
success.
I feel like success is fairly subjective.
Yep, it is.
So prioritize the recruitment, retention, and do we like growth? Do we like development?
We have somebody suggested maybe advancement.
Yeah, and the process of advancement. So resources. We will provide the resources to for them to be retained, because retention is very important. And how do you retain?
Yes.
Well, you retain them because you provide them with the necessary pathways, the tools, the resources.
Does that need to go into the action steps? Like,
it can.
Yeah. But that's a very important piece. I agree with that. The process of support.
Could you replace evolution with resources?
And resources.
Recruitment, retention, and resources of administrators.
The support resources or something of that.
Mm-hmm. Or for resources for administrators.
Support. Mm-hmm. resources of administrators.
We will prioritize the recruitment, retention, and resource.
Well, no, you were talking more about providing resources, right? So, and provide resources. So I guess what I'm struggling with is that the evolution word to me means that that administrator or that staff member is going to continue to grow year after year as generations change and as curriculum changes. And so they're going to continue to learn and grow in their own knowledge. Whereas I think you're talking about the resources is providing those tools to get them there, right?
Right. And I wouldn't say evolution of administrators.
Because well, also, isn't that an action step, providing resources? Like, wouldn't that
right.
be
more,
that's more of an action step? Yeah.
Yes, I agree that that should go there.
At a certain point, I firmly believe we need to make strong statements. It's not that we're repeating ourselves, but I think the more we say something, I hate saying dilute too, but at a certain point, if we're more specific on these other things and not as, or like if we're a little bit more broad on some of these things and then specific, like we have been with racism and that, we're encompassing that. So I worry that we're getting too down into the rabbit hole, but I mean, I think we've made good work today. I'm just like concerned that at a certain point, we get lost in the language and then, people don't necessarily listen or relate to it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the statement has to be strong enough to stand on its own. When someone reads it, it's clear.
Right.
What you're trying to say.
I'm just reading some of the comments. Eliseo recommends using professional development of administrators, as that's kind of an educationese term.
I mean, I think people in education are going to be the one, and people in education are the ones looking at this document the most. And when what we're all talking about is pretty much the same thing.
It's committing to not
provide these resources for advancement.
Yeah, I think I like the word advancement.
I want to step in and say I like the word advancement too. I think that the word or the term professional development does have a different connotation inside of education. And I think that that can look like less of a resource if that's all we capture that as. So I think advancement broadens what type of support that can be.
Right.
So if the statement were, we will prioritize the recruitment, retention, and advancement of administrators and staff from culturally and ethnically diverse backgrounds and experiences.
If we just say culturally and racially, we're leaving out a big segment still.
Yeah. Yes. I worry about the culturally and ethnically because then there are so many, you know, different.
Diverse covers it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave a group out.
Well, diverse can be watered down too, so you got to be careful.
So then we could go back to
that's what my concern is.
Our administrators and staff from marginalized communities.
I think the consistent language, what is important, what we use prior to, if we could just see that thread and that message is coming from marginalized, less represented, historically overlooked.
Yeah.
And I think, too, it's important to be specific about that as well.
Yes.
Agreed.
Less represented. Is a good term.
When you stop at diversity and you don't move into equity, you can get to places like diversity and leave it at that.
Yeah.
We have to go and have an equity mindset when we're writing this, not just about what's going to include everybody. Let's think about the function of what this structure is going to be and what it's going to do.
I definitely see your point because I do think that just saying diverse could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, it could mean, well, you grew up in a small town and I grew up in a big city. And so, oh, those are diverse. Thank you, honey. Backgrounds. Sorry. The groceries have been delivered. And I think I like the idea of consistency of some of the language in each of the portions of the statement. right, so Latanya, were you taking some notes? I pressed refresh on my computer and it's really slow.
Okay.
So what is the...
We will prioritize the recruitment, retention, and advancement of administrators and staff from, do we want to say, marginalized communities? Because it did say.
Yeah.
Yes?
I think so.
Yeah, that's whatever it said in our prior one, I think said there, it is safe that we came up to a consensus. I'm trying to look back into curriculum. We said it in curriculum. We said it again in racism, marginalized
communities.
Okay.
So then I'm going to change the title: recruitment, retention of staff from marginalized communities. And then we will prioritize the recruitment, retention, and advancement of administrators and staff from marginalized communities.
How about we just have the title be recruitment and retention of staff? Like, that's the topic of this. And then the statement says specifically about marginalized communities.
Okay. So recruitment and retention of staff is the title. We will prioritize the recruitment, retention, and advancement of administrators and staff from marginalized communities.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
I just want to say, leave it like it is, but just put something on your mind. A marginalized communities is one thing, and it's perfect. But in the sense of marginalized identities, because there are times or instances when perhaps you may not be from a marginalized or currently live in, or may not even be from, but you have an identity that's marginalized. Does that make sense? And I just don't change anything, but just at least the awareness and let it be said that's also something that goes along with that.
All right.
Now, it's a general statement because we represent so many different backgrounds that it's impossible to list everything. Can we assume that we can revise this later? Like, you know, just give a scenario. Like, say, for example, a year from now or 2 years from now, we're going to learn new things. We're going to learn new approaches or whatever the case is. And because we're so diverse, it would make sense to update our definitions that we're working on.
Right.
I hope this is something that could be reviewed on an annual basis.
Yeah, JC, I think I see that as something that this committee would maybe review either on an annual or semi-annual basis. I think that's a perfectly reasonable expectation of just what this committee would be doing.
I think
because
that would be very compatible
with
the times.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also have to think, like, there will be, like, members of the committee are going to rotate in and out as well, so it's always good to see a new perspective and get input from a different point of view, too, so.
Right. And it'll be important as we start different school years or start new board members or start new members here that we go back and revisit. Re-emphasize, and if changes need to be made, we can do that. So are we okay with moving down to student voice? Okay, so student voice is, we will empower student voices as a critical tool in creating an inclusive and socially just school community.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think we need that comma, though.
Nope, we don't. And I've been trying to erase it since I got here. My computer's frozen.
I got it.
Thank you. All right. If we go down to professional development, I'll read it. And Latanya, maybe put a period in, and it'll get there by the time the meeting's over. I don't know. Professional development. We will engage in ongoing equity-centered professional learning through internal and external critical reflection. Can't see the chat, so I'm not sure how we're doing.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. I gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right. I like the thumbs up. That's good.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this an area where we want to just get specific about how that interfaces, for example, that we want to do away with as best we can with sort of like these online trainings that we and zip through and say, oh my gosh, I did a culturally responsive training that took me 15 minutes. I think the most effective is when we have in-person trainings. I think having the team that came in from internal was amazing. That was so cool to do with my building. I felt it was such a growth experience. So I wonder if this is an appropriate place to create some language in that, or is that more of an action step? I don't know which.
My first reaction is more of an action step. So when we create that 3-year plan for training on staff and diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's got to be, you know, the ongoing piece, the coaching piece, the reflection piece. We're not looking at I've gone through an online manual and clicked, yep, like our GCN trainings or any of that kind of stuff. This has to be, interactive, and I think the best is when you have coaches alongside and saying, okay, so next week when you try this, and the follow-up conversations. So to me, I think it's more of an action step, but I don't know how the rest of the committee feels.
Action for me.
I see comments in the chat saying they agree with action.
And after that really good spiel, I also say action. That was
All right. So then going down to our climate for learning, we will cultivate a student's and staff. Oh, I can't believe I've got another grammatical error there. A student's and staff sense of belonging by providing a physical, intellectual, cultural, and socio-emotional safe place for students to learn and express their ideas.
By providing a physical, intellectual, cultural, and social, emotional safe place for individuals to learn and express their ideas.
And your action step would be how you're going to do that?
Right, that's implementing that climate for learning framework that we have created. And it's culture responsive instruction, it's social emotional instruction implicitly and explicitly, it's restorative justices and discipline. It's a lot of things to go into that.
Okay. Piece. So when you're talking plural on the first sentence, are you saying we will cultivate
It needs to be, that was my grammatical error, that we need to have students apostrophe s and staffs. Wow, I don't know what.
Well, you can do a student and staffs. Student and staffs, are they going to be combined, or is this something separate? The student and staff sense of belonging, is that a combination or is that separate?
When we changed it last time, we wanted it to be separate, but I can see and support both ways.
Because I think sometimes it will be separate and sometimes it will be collective. Okay, so we will provide a physical, intellectual, cultural, and socio-emotional safe place for students and staff to learn and express their ideas. So, flipping some of that, starting out.
So we will cultivate a sense of belonging by providing a physical, intellectual, for staff and students to learn and express their ideas.
I don't know. You could start it with sense, or you could start it with physical. I started it with physical. A physical, intellectual, cultural, and social emotional safe place for students and staff to learn and express their ideas. So it's either or, but flipping the cultivate of students and staffs, because that's,
That's a tongue twister.
I barely could get through it as I read it aloud to you all.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with, you know, switching the order of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will cultivate a sense of belonging.
We will provide a physical, intellectual, cultural, and social, emotional safe place. I mean, say what you're going to do. All those other words don't really matter. You're going to just be specific, right? That's what you're going to provide. You're going to provide a physical, intellectual, cultural, and social, emotional safe place for students and staff to learn and express their ideas. This sense of belonging, I mean, I don't know about that. That's kind of depends on who, you know. How can you provide my sense of belonging? You don't know what my sense of belonging is next to Faith's sense of belonging. We may have two different, what we call belongings. And so how can you provide that when you don't know what that is? So, but you can provide a physical, intellectual, cultural, and social emotional safe place, because those safe places are.
Yeah, and that sense of belonging is implied through that safe place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I just have one question then. Is the word socio-emotional or is it social-emotional? Social. I think it's social-emotional.
Social.
It's if we're looking for
education. Grammatically correct.
It's social. Yeah.
No, it's social-emotional. No,
it's social-emotional.
Yeah, it was social emotional because I think I brought this up last time. I'm not taking credit for any of it. Just like I'm pretty sure it was social emotional. Social emotional.
Yeah, in their context.
It's an adjective, socio-emotional is an adjective.
So I think if you put in social, you'll need to put a, make it like a slash social emotional.
A hyphen. You do social dash emotional. If you're making it two words.
Yeah, okay. All right, so then we will provide a physical, intellectual, cultural, and social slash emotional safe place for students and staff to learn and express their ideas.
Now, one quick comment, and I'm not a teacher, okay? That's my disclaimer here. When we're saying students and teachers, and then we end it to express their ideas, aren't we implying there that teachers will be open to express political opinions or some stuff that may give a bad connotation to what we're trying to accomplish? Now, I mean, if, again, I'm not a teacher, but, you know, as a parent, I may be a little weary about that.
What happens to it if we say for staff and students to learn?
That's better.
And not have expressed their ideas afterwards.
I think that's better.
No freedom of speech here?
Let's talk about it because, you know, my understanding is that sometimes teachers have to measure what they say. And now this is a parent speaking, okay? Yeah, I can be corrected, but that's just my interpretation. At the same time, our students, our kids, they are the ones that should exercise their freedom of speech.
Should we change express to exchange, from express to exchange?
To learn and exchange ideas?
Yes. Exchange means that you're conscious of the other person when you get
their voices need to be heard.
Right.
Exactly.
I like that because I think JC does bring up a good point. And even though we're talking about spaces of equality, even among students and teachers, the teacher still is a authority figure. It's their teacher. And I wouldn't want students to feel, well, now I have to say that I think or feel or believe a certain way because my teacher
said.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, just so you know, I mean, in 30 years of education, what I've always heard is that you're the facilitator, that the children aren't really meant to understand what you understand, but they're able to express what they want to express. And when it comes to religious issues, you're able to teach about many religions, but you cannot promote any one religion in the classroom.
Right.
Oh, I just, for me, that's kind of just a standard for professionalism. Are we questioning the professionalism of it, you know, the ability of a teacher to be professional? Like, I feel like that's more down the road. Like, that's addressing more of that. We're here, we're trying to show that we're creating, like, a, you know, a space for students, if that makes sense. Like, the expectation is that staff is professional and wouldn't do that, and they are a facilitator, like Tony said. Like, if we get too specific at a certain point, then yeah, like the freedom of speech or the ability to communicate and stuff, I feel, comes into question.
And I'd like to just propose that maybe taking staff out of it altogether and making this kind of kid first, and that we would already recognize that teachers have a certain amount of equity in the conversation. They already have a certain amount of influence. And then we don't have to curtail, express their ideas, because we can encourage that once we take out two parties and focus on one.
And
sounds fair.
I like the idea of that, but I will challenge that with, I don't think all staff have an equitable voice in this at this time.
I see what you're saying.
I'm just going to jump in and say I read that statement as giving teachers, like, the permission to have these kinds of conversations, at least from my end. And so, but Charles, I kind of agree with you. If we take staff out and we're just focused on students, that could alleviate the problem. But
I think you're both right. I think when you said it that way, I heard it differently. I think that we do have to think about that. And I think that that's what holds teachers back the most, because right now when you ask a teacher to talk about something, they'll say, how much, how far, what can I? So to address that through DEI is, I think, very relevant. So I don't want to hinder us, but I was just thinking that that language, we'd be more free, but I like the thought of expressing that in this part.
Okay, so we will provide a physical and intellectual, cultural and social / emotional safe place for students and staff to learn and exchange ideas.
Okay, well, I still feel a little bit from my previous point. But then again, you know, this is a dad and I'm not a teacher, okay?
I like the change of the word exchange from express, though, because I feel like that's more like we're all included in this learning environment, and like, as a teacher, I'm not telling you your the point of view, like, we're all conversing about it.
Right. Yeah.
And it might help to know that, you know, in our Climate for Learning framework, one of the components is staff, social, emotional learning and wellness, because if staff are not in a great place and have control of and have a, you know, feel like this is a good place to work in, to learn, and they are not at their best to teach to, whether or not we need that here, it is part of our Climate for Learning framework.
And I think, Faith, to that point, this isn't just about what happens in the classroom, but what happens building-wide, teacher to teacher, to administrator.
Right, some of the components of this are about hiring and recruiting and developing, you know, our staff. This isn't so far just a student piece, but
everyone.
Yeah, I'm gonna push hard regardless of the wording here that we've got to work on creating a great learning and working environment for both the adults and the students within it. So I can either way.
Yeah, I could be careful because this plan is not just for students.
So I'm not sure where we're at. Do we want to keep student and staff in there, or do we want to take it back to student and assume that the staff part is there?
Just throwing this out there, what if we cut to learn and express their ideas? Does we will cultivate the culture or provide a physical, intellectual, cultural, and social emotional safe space for staff and students? Does that cover everything, or is it not specific enough?
For staff and students to learn.
Right, because I feel like learning in a school is implied.
Yeah.
And
I think expressing your ideas is part of learning.
Right. Agreed.
Right. And I think professionalism is implied.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, just take the last.
So do we just end it at to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That avoids some of the things that were the obstacles that we're struggling with.
The parental concern.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I think we should go down to policy and community partnerships because we're already 5 minutes past our meeting time. Policy, we will embed equitable structures in our school systems, policies, practices, and procedures. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I don't know whether, should we include the word inclusive and equitable? Or does equitable include inclusive?
Yes, equitable includes inclusive.
Okay, just want to be clear then. Okay.
And then you can keep looking at that, but I'm going to scroll down to community partnerships too. We will partner with community groups to promote the academic, social, and emotional success of all students.
Thumbs up for me on that one too.
I just want an Oxford comma, but I love it.
Oh, where do you, okay, I'll give you an Oxford comma.
Yeah,
I like it too, Michael.
All right. So then what I will do is clean this up. Thank you, LaTanya, for taking all of those pieces on there. And then we will resend it out tomorrow on what that looks like. I think all the great work that has been done on equity that I had sent in an email earlier, you're just going to have to read on your own because we're already past our time. And then we were going to talk about the methods we want to put forth for our community staff and students to address if they are feeling that some of these statements are not being followed or that there were some harm done to the type of learning environment that we want to have. But I'm wondering if we should push that to the next meeting since we're 7 minutes after already. What do you say, Ruth and Tony?
I think we should push that to our next meeting so we can actually have a little bit of discussion. And our next meeting is April
28th. Oh, no, I won't be here anymore.
Okay. Sorry, Tony. You can send me a statement on your thoughts.
No, I really trust the committee. I'm bummed. I'm bummed.
All right.
Do we have any public comment? Okay. All right, so like I said, our next meeting is April 28th, which will be same time, and our goal will be to meet in person for that meeting. But we will send out an email about that. I know there were several people who were not comfortable with that yet at this time, so hopefully by the end of April, we're feeling a little more comfortable with that, as I would love to see all your shining faces in person. Even though I might only see your eyeballs. And all right, so I think I can make a motion to adjourn. We get a second?
My second.
All in favor? Thumbs
aye.
Up.
Aye.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thank you so
much. Thank you, everyone.
That was great.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.